Stories of survival and acts of desperation in a country reeling from natural disaster. An official from one relief organization described the situation in the Philippines as hideous. First, we're going to bring you some perspective on this. This gives you a comparison between Typhoon Haiyan and Hurricane Katrina. Katrina has been called the worst natural disaster in U.S. history. Haiyan is bigger. It might even be the strongest cyclone ever. Too early, though, for scientists to know for sure. Here's a look at the typhoon from space. The winds and the storm surge from Haiyan flattened more than 20,000 homes. 800,000 people were forced out of their homes. Now survivors are dealing with another storm. It's not a strong one, but it's making it hard for relief workers to get aid to victims. We're hearing some of the stories from survivors of this storm. The family in this video punched holes in their ceiling as water rushed into their home. Then they climbed up to the second floor to avoid being swept away. In this video, you can see them sitting up in the rafters as the water flows by underneath them. For many victims of Typhoon Haiyan, the focus is now on survival. That means searching for food, sometimes walking past or over what remains of their homes in order to find something to eat. Dozens of countries and organizations are sending help or have promised help. If you're 13 or older, you can go to our homepage and find the Impact Your World link. That'll give you some ideas about these relief efforts and how you might be able to get involved. It's time for us to check in with some of our reporters to hear about a few different stories from a few different spots around the world. We're going to head to the Middle East for some reaction to nuclear negotiations, then some nature training in Asia for animals that don't live in the wild. But we're starting in Europe with a memorial service for a military veteran.
In England yesterday, hundreds attended the funeral of a veteran they had never met. 99-year-old Harold Jellicoe Percival died a single man. No friends, no family. For a while there, it looked as though this World War II veteran would be buried alone and forgotten. That is, until his funeral home posted an ad in a local paper asking military personnel to attend. The ad made its way to the internet, and the response was overwhelming. Some traveled hundreds of miles to be able to give Harold a funeral fit for a veteran of the Second World War.
Many Iranians very disappointed that a deal wasn't reached in the nuclear talks in Geneva over the weekend. It's perhaps Iranian people who would gain the most with an agreement because it would probably help ease some of the sanctions they've suffered through for years. It's not clear exactly why a deal wasn't reached, but it's being widely viewed here in Iran that at least one of the spoilers was France. There are reports Iran offered to suspend uranium enrichment at 20%, which would seemingly make it impossible for them to make the fuel necessary for a bomb, but there's speculation that France demanded more. All sides back in Geneva next week to try again.
It's training time for more than a dozen pandas born in captivity in southwest China. Workers teaching them how to climb trees, giving them a tickle on the tummy for potty training, and also making sure they get enough food every day. There's also nap time, of course, on the lawn. It's been a baby boom of pandas this year in China, but with just over 1,500 pandas left in the wild, they need to make sure each one of these little furry creatures grows up big and strong.